Let's hear another story in our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live storytelling events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you. In Phoenix, the storytellers share stories about our community or about life events that shaped them. Here's a story from a recent night of live storytelling.
Kylie Diggs has always loved movies, romantic comedies being her favorite genre. Each February, Kylie and her mom would sit through 11 hours of Best Picture nominees in a marathon session at AMC before the Oscars. When Kylie was around 30, she became obsessed with the Twilight series. And after watching them over and over, Kylie realized that the Twilight movies weren't as fulfilling as she first believed.
So that's when it hit me. I don't want idealized, perfect movie love, vampire or otherwise. I want to meet a real human person with strengths and flaws who's crazy like me. So I joined eHarmony. And I met Tim. So Tim and I started messaging each other in January, and we started going on actual dates in February. Now at the time, our work schedules were really different, so it really only made sense for us to hang out on weekends. The problem was that two of my Saturdays were already booked because it was February and it was Best Picture Showcase time. So he texted me one day and said, "Do you want to get together on Saturday?" And I said, "I can't. I have plans with my mom literally all day." He texted the next week and asked about Saturday again. And I said, "Sorry, Best Picture Showcase." It was 9 nominees that year, so 2 Saturdays. And he said that he was bummed because he wanted to hang out with me and he didn't want to wait another week, which caught me a little off guard. So I jokingly said, "Hey, come meet my mom and watch 11 hours of movies in a row." So I sent that text, and then the panic set in. You don't ask a guy you've been dating 3 weeks if he wants to meet your mom? I imagined he would say no. It's not that I didn't want him to come. I did, but I just figured that I had broken some cardinal dating rule. But then his response came back, "That sounds great. I'll meet you guys at the theater at 10. I was floored. He didn't seem to care about the rules. So maybe that meant that I didn't have to either. So from that moment on, I decided to throw away any lessons that I thought Hollywood had taught me about love and dating and romance, and just say what I actually meant and do what I actually felt. And so did Tim. So we went, he met my mom, we watched 5 great movies, Beasts of the Southern Wild, which was Tim's favorite, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, romantic comedy, sort of, my favorite, and Zero Dark Thirty, which was my mom's favorite, which I fell asleep toward the end of because it had been a really long and emotional day. We still do the Best Picture Showcase every year, and when my mom gets to the theater, I always remember to congratulate her on her anniversary, because the Best Picture Showcase is the day she met her future son-in-law, Tim, who won my heart with 11 hours of butt stamina and showing me that we could play by our own rules. Thank you.
Kylie Diggs is senior editor at ASU Now. You can hear more stories like this at the next Arizona Storytellers event on Tuesday, July 17th at the Van Buren. Learn more about how to tell your own story at storytellersproject.com.